The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Are you all in? Because I've got 11 questions for you on gambling-related trivia. Let's see how many of these you know. This is Trivia with Butts. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. If you like pop culture trivia, you are in the right place, and you should hit subscribe on your device to get new episodes sent to it every single day. I'm a trivia host in Southern California, if you're brand new as well, and you can find out more about playing trivia with me by going to my website, triviawithbuds.com. My friend Susanna, all the way from the East Coast, I believe, is on her way this weekend to go play in the big Geek Bowl, sponsored by Geeks Who Drink in Las Vegas. And with Las Vegas on my mind, I thought, let's do an episode on gambling trivia. Do you know terms and games and bets and names? We're going to go over 11 questions on gambling-related stuff in just a bit, but more on that Geek Bowl. I did not know too much about the Geek Bowl. I think I'd heard of it once before, and Susanna was kind enough to say, hey, you want to play on our team? It was a little last minute, so I'm not going to be able to make it, but I'm going to definitely try and go next year because it sounds like a cool, fun, networking, social, trivia lovers opportunity, and I don't want to miss out on that. So if you're going and you listen to this show, let me know and look for Susanna. She'll be on the team that hopefully wins this whole thing. Although she did say that Ken Jennings plays in this because it's for charity. And I can't imagine being at the table next to Ken Jennings and feeling confident about any of my answers when such a legendary Jeopardy champion is sitting so close. But we'll see how they do. They said they finished, I think, 35th last year. So we'll have a nice report from her and her team, and we'll hear all about how the big Geek Bowl went. That's this Saturday if you want to try and get like a last-minute ticket, I guess. Just search like Geek Bowl Las Vegas. Again, I don't know too much about it, but it sounds like it's going to be a hoot and a holler if you like trivia. So go check it out. Today's episode, like I said, all about gambling. I will be headed to Las Vegas for a wedding in June. My friend Andy Kaz, that'll be a good time. And I can't wait to go and play some roulette. I know the odds aren't good, but that's what I like to play. That's what I usually win on. If I win at all, and my wife will win on a slot machine here and there. And hopefully together we can make a few bucks, which is never the case, never a strong way to go into Vegas where you're like, oh, I think we'll just make a few bucks. Usually that doesn't happen. But if you've ever won huge money on a game show or you've won big money in Vegas, I would love to hear about it. I love to hear about people who have won and what they did with the money. I always think that's interesting. Had a guy on a couple weeks ago, quick interview from a place called Telco Brewery in Santa Clarita. And he said that he had won $20,000 with his mom on Wheel of Fortune. So that was kind of cool. It was an episode on game shows. If you want to go check out that episode and that interview with that young fella. And yeah, love hearing those profiles and love hearing what people did with that. My friend Pilar, she won on, I think, Wheel of Fortune or some other game show back in the day, maybe like 15, 20 years ago. And then she started her screenwriting consultation business on thepage.tv. If you want to go check her out on thepage.tv with the money from the game show. So that's a really cool use of that money. And again, if you have a cool story like that, I'd love to profile you on the show. You can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. All right, we're going to jump into these 11 questions on gambling right now. Do you know these terms and games? Here we go. Here we go with some gambling trivia question number One. What Japanese game uses tiny balls in its mechanical casing and works similarly to a slot machine in the U.S.? Number one, what Japanese game uses tiny balls in its mechanical casing and works similarly to a slot machine in the U.S.? Question number one, gambling trivia. Question number two, in a deck of cards, which king faces to the right as opposed to the other three that face left? Number two, in a deck of cards, which king faces to the right as opposed to the other three that face left? Number two. Question number three, what does the acronym WSOP stand for in Vegas? Number three, what does the acronym WSOP stand for in Vegas? Question number four, what game became popular during World War II with soldiers that used army blankets as a shooting surface? Number four, what game became popular during World War II with soldiers that used army blankets as a shooting surface? Number four. Number five, what three colors are associated with the spaces on a roulette table? Number five, what three colors are associated with the spaces on a roulette table? I definitely know this one. It's my game. Number five. Question number six, true or false? Got a 50-50 on this one. Judge Judy has her own slot machine. True or false? Question six, is there a Judge Judy slot machine? Number six. Question number seven, which Vegas casino has four rides on its very top? Number seven, which Vegas casino has four rides, amusement rides, on its very top? Question number eight, gambling trivia, in the movie Rounders, who plays someone named Teddy KGB? Number eight, in Rounders, who plays Teddy KGB? Number nine, who had a song called Ramblin' Gamblin' Man? Number nine, who had a song called Ramblin' Gamblin' Man? Number nine. Question number 10, who develops a gambling problem on season 5, episode 10 of The Simpsons? Number 10, who develops a gambling problem on season 5, episode 10 of The Simpsons? And your gambling bonus question. For 2 points, what are the first names of Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn's characters in the movie Swingers? One of my favorites. Number 11, for 2 points, what are the first names of Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn's characters in the film Swingers? All right, those are your questions for gambling trivia. There's 11 of them. Let's see how many you got right out of 11 in just a minute. Here we go, guys. Vegas. Gambling, cards, roulette, winning stuff. Who doesn't like all that? Number one, what Japanese game uses tiny balls in its mechanical casing and works similarly to a slot machine in the U.S. that is called pachinko? Number one, a pachinko machine. Number one, pachinko. Number two, in a deck of cards, which king faces to the right as opposed to the other three that face left? That's the king of spades. King of spades. Number two. Number three, what does the acronym WSOP stand for in Vegas? That would be the World Series of Poker. Number three, I remember when poker started to get really popular in like 02, 03, and that guy Chris Moneymaker won. And I'm like, come on, his last name is Moneymaker and he won the World Series of Poker? That's crazy. Number four, what game became popular during World War II with soldiers that used army blankets as a shooting surface? That would be craps, because those blankets were much like the felt on a craps table, and they would throw the dice at the blankets, and they would kind of roll the same way, which is kind of sad that it's like, here's your nice cozy blanket that feels like a thin craps table. Number five, what three colors are associated with the spaces on a roulette table? I was looking for red, looking for black, and looking for green. Number five, I always win on eight. That's my mom's birthday and my daughter's birthday, and that's the one I've won on the most, eight. Number six, true or false, Judge Judy has her own slot machine. It seems like everybody has their own slot machine these days. People always send me the Sharknado slot machine, and they say, hey, are you on this? And I'm like, no. And even if I was, I'd get $0. But it would be cool to be on a slot machine. That is a dream of mine. One day I'll be on some kind of slot machine, just like my pal Judge Judy. That is true. She has her own slot machine, and she's dishing out justice and hopefully some coins for you to win. Number seven, which Vegas casino has four rides on its very top? That's the Stratosphere. Number seven, Stratosphere. Number eight, in Rounders, who plays Kenny, KGB? That is John Malkovich. He likes to splash the table and eat Oreos. What a character. Number nine, who has a song called Ramblin' Gamblin' Man? That's Bob Seger. Bob Seger, Hollywood Nights. Number 10, who develops a gambling problem on season 5, episode 10 of The Simpsons? That would be the mom, Marge. Marge Simpson. She has some of my favorite storylines, especially the twisted world of Marge Simpson, the pretzel episode. That is great. I love when Cletus comes up and he goes, hey, I'll take me 100 pretzels. She goes, that'll be $100. He goes, yeah, I don't think so. He just gives her the coupons because there's no limit. I just like how he says, nah, I don't think so. Or no, he goes, yeah, I don't think so. And he just gives her all the coupons. Marge Simpson. And the bonus for 2 points, what are the first names of Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn's characters in Swingers? Mike and Trent. Mike and Trent were their names. Gambling trivia. Did you take a gamble and get all of these correct? Maybe you guessed on a few. Maybe they were right. I would love to see your scorecards. You can send me those anytime in a tweet or a message at Ryan Buds on most social media. And contact me through any of the means in the show notes of every single episode. If you like the theme song to this show, check out my friend Frosty, F-R-A-W-S-T-Y. He's a DJ in the LA area, Brian Foster, a.k.a. Frosty. And he's got some great stuff you could check out. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you have a topic you want me to do, drop me a line or join our patreon.com/triviawithbuds page for $5 or more, and I'm guaranteed to do your topic sometime in the next month. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with me. Cheers.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.